A Frenchman, an American, and a Brit were having a drink in a bar when the subject of savoir-faire came up. The American said, "I know what savoir-faire is. That's when a man comes home early from work, catches his wife in bed with another man, and says, 'Oops, pardon me.'" "You're close," said the Brit, "but that's a bit off. Savoir-faire is when a man comes home early from work, catches his wife in bed with another man, and says, 'Oops, pardon me, please continue.'" "Gentlemen," objected the Frenchman, "please, only the French can understand this uniquely French expression. If the man comes home early from work, catches his wife in bed with another man, and says, 'Oops, pardon me, please continue,' and the man in the bed, he does continue, that is savoir-faire." I thought about that old story while watching an interview with a Frenchman convicted of murdering his wife. Just like the story, he came home early from work and caught her in bed with another man. Unlike the story, he promptly killed her. Not the man, interestingly. He only killed his wife. "Why did you do it?" he was asked. "Surely the French are sanguine about these things." "It wasn't that she was in bed with another man," replied the Frenchman. "I could accept that. What sent me into a rage was hearing her talking to him in my bed, saying bad things about my lovemaking. That I could not accept." Betrayal hurts most when it comes from the people we trust the most, the people upon whose loyalty we depend. For the Frenchman, the real stab in the back was learning that his wife only pretended to enjoy his lovemaking. That was the disloyalty that struck at what he valued most. American conservatives have been experiencing a lot of that lately. We keep getting stabbed in the back by Republican politicians, people who ran for office pretending they shared our viewpoint. Lately, there's been a rash of Republican traitors. John Boehner, who once again burst into tears Tuesday, this time at a Taco Bell, was scheduled to be at the Amelia Island, Florida Ritz-Carlton this weekend for a private meeting with establishment Republicans like John McCain, Eric Cantor, Fred Upton, the lightbulb destroyer, in other words, a regular who's who of rhinos and left-wing wolves who dress like conservatives whenever it's an election year. The conference is put on by a group called Main Street Partnership, which gets its money from left-wing sources like labor unions and George Soros. And the goal of the participants is to defeat actual conservatives who decide to run for office. What else can you call these politicians except traitors? What else can you call people who pretend to share your viewpoint but openly conspire against that viewpoint? Then there's Vince McAllister, the brand new Republican congressman from Louisiana who was elected in a special election in November. He ran as a conservative Christian family man with a wife and five children, but after only 1 month in office, during which time he repeatedly voted against conservative issues, a security camera caught him embracing and kissing a part-time aide in his Washington office. The phony didn't even make it through his first full month. Over in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie is mired in a scandal about closing a bridge to punish a mayor for not endorsing his reelection. Last week, Christie was in Las Vegas making another revealing mistake. He went there to kiss Israeli billionaire Sheldon Adelson's butt, but instead irritated the guy by labeling Israeli territory occupied, as though it really belongs to Palestinians. Christie quickly apologized because Adelson is the Republican Party's answer to George Soros as a source of money. But Adelson is another traitor. He's only conservative when it benefits him personally. He lobbies against online gambling and lobbies for amnesty for illegal aliens because he doesn't want competition for his casinos, but he does want cheap labor for his casinos. Down in Florida, Jeb Bush, threatening to run for president, as though we need another Bush, is also lobbying for amnesty for illegal aliens. Even worse, Jeb has been pushing the hateful, progressive-influenced, federal government-controlled Common Core curriculum. Here's an idea, Jeb. Why not just run for president as a Democrat? And maybe the worst stab in the back is what Republican Mike Rogers has been doing. Rogers, as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, is charged with investigating the adequacy of security at the Benghazi consulate. Conservatives have been pressing for an investigation ever since the consulate was attacked in 2012, but Mike Rogers has been stalling and stonewalling. Well, guess what? Turns out the CEO of the firm hired by the State Department to provide security at the consulate, the woman Mike Rogers is supposed to be investigating, is his wife. No wonder he's stalling. Mike Rogers has announced he won't run for re-election this fall. Good riddance, you traitor. That's today's dose of common sense.